And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. Rescue crews in Turkey and Syria are racing against time and a lack of equipment to find survivors buried in the rubble of buildings toppled by powerful earthquakes that struck the region Monday and left about 15,000 people dead so far. Turkey's disaster management agency said Thursday that about 110,000 personnel are involved in rescue efforts and 5,500 vehicles such as tractors, cranes, bulldozers, and excavators have been shipped to assist the country reeling from the earthquake. Officials in Turkey said at least 8,574 people were killed and more than 38,000 others injured. In Syria, at least 2,530 people have died. That's according to figures from the Damascus government and rescue groups. The earthquake is now the world's deadliest seismic event since the 2011 earthquake and tsunami that killed nearly 20,000 people in Japan. European Union leaders are to meet Thursday for a summit dominated by migration, the economy, and Ukraine. Reports suggest President Volodymyr Zelensky, who arrived in London on Wednesday, may attend the Brussels summit in person. From Paris, Lisa Bryant has more for VOA.
The EU's two-day summit comes ahead of the one-year anniversary of Russia's invasion of Ukraine and days after top EU officials held a summit with President Zelensky in Kyiv. Zelensky wants several things from the Europeans: to speed up Ukraine's bid to join the EU, more weapons ahead of an expected Russian offensive, and more sanctions against Moscow. Brussels is also expected to unveil a 10th sanctions package against Moscow later this month. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
Australia's Defense Department will remove surveillance cameras made by companies linked to the Chinese Communist Party from its buildings. This is VOA News. The Australian newspaper reported Thursday that an audit discovered that at least 913 cameras and video recorders and other electronics made by the Hikvision and Daiwa companies were found in Australian government and agency offices. James Patterson, the cybersecurity spokesman for the opposition Liberal Party, said the cameras represent a potential threat to Australia's national security.
But we would have no way of knowing if the sensitive information, images and audio collected by these devices are secretly being sent back to China against the interests of Australian citizens.
The United States and Britain both announced back in November that they were removing Chinese-made cameras and surveillance equipment from their government buildings. Analysts on Thursday said nuclear-armed North Korea unveiled what could be a new solid-fuel intercontinental ballistic missile during a nighttime parade, citing commercial satellite imagery. North Korea held the widely anticipated military parade on Wednesday, an event expected to showcase the country's latest weapons to mark the founding anniversary of its army. Satellite imagery from the U.S.-based firm Maxar Technologies showed military vehicles and crowds in Pyongyang's Kim Il-sung Square. Brazilian authorities have launched an operation to reclaim indigenous territory from thousands of illegal gold miners who have contaminated rivers and brought famine and disease to one of the most isolated populations of the world. Dozens of illegal gold miners are fleeing the region, a difficult trip that can take days on foot through the Amazon rainforest. In U.S. pro football, the Kansas City Chiefs are heading to this Sunday's Super Bowl championship contest against the Philadelphia Eagles with questions still lingering about their star quarterback's ability to play hurt. AP correspondent Greg Eklund reports.
Kansas City Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes continues to recover from his high ankle sprain suffered in the divisional round game. Mahomes says he has already noticed improvement since the AFC championship game.
It's going to be definitely better, more mobile, be able to move around a little bit better for sure, and then we'll see on game day how close to 100% I can be.
During the regular season, the Chiefs offense with Mahomes taking the snaps averaged 29 points a game, which was the best per game average in the NFL. The Eagles ranked third in the NFL with 28 points a game. Greg Eklund, Phoenix.
Recapping our top story, rescue crews in Turkey and Syria are racing against time and a lack of equipment to find survivors buried in the rubble of buildings toppled by powerful earthquakes that struck the region Monday and left about 15,000 people dead so far. You can find more on this story on our website, voanews.com. I'm Richard Green reporting for